Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna. And this week's free channeled weekly message is from Lady Kuan Yin, entitled A Surge of Peace, channeled through Natalie Glasson on the 2nd of April, 2015. There is an opportunity which presents itself from the divine for many on the earth who are willing to receive over the next few days, also known as Easter time for some people. This divine opportunity is a gift from the Creator, while also being an aspect and stage of your own physical and spiritual ascension. A great surge of peace, stronger and more potent than ever before, is being provided to those who wish to create the vibration of peace within their beings and realities, drawn from the 11th ray ashram, an expression of the Creator. The 11th ray of light is overseen by myself, Lady Kuan Yin, and is often identified as a pink and orange color. It is a space of exploring and experiencing levels of embodiment of the soul, as well as being a powerful source of the Creator's expression of peace. The 11th ray of light is opening its core vibrations of light, showering these upon those who are ready and willing to receive great volumes of peace to sustain and enthuse their ascension. The surge of peace is supported by the Christ consciousness, the great white lodge of ascended masters, Lord Buddha, the planetary Logos, and the angels of peace, overseen by my energies, Lady Kuan Yin, and the masters of the 11th ray of light. Many at this time are working upon soul embodiment within their physical and energetic bodies. This is a collective focus for humanity. The vibrations of peace flowing from the 11th ray of light present an opportunity for further soul embodiment with tremendous ease and perfection, as well as bringing forth states of peace through spiritual practices, physical experiences, and of course soul embodiment. Processes of soul embodiment are to access and communicate with different levels of your soul. It is to further open all the channels of communication with your soul, thus further awakening and once more becoming familiar with your soul. The vibration of peace, especially from the 11th ray of light, creates a state of acceptance, which is attuned to the larger picture and greater reality of your being, rather than the narrow perspective of the physical reality. Acceptance of the soul can be challenging when many contradictions exist within and around your being. However, acceptance of peace creates a vibration of contentment within your being, which awakens your inner truth with greater ease. Acceptance of peace creates the ideal energetic conditions for communication with your soul. In order for the era of love to more fully anchor and be experienced upon the earth, there is a need for many to operate from a state of peace within their beings, which will then evolve to communicating connecting and acting from the truth and divine wisdom of the soul. Imagine each day and each moment acting, reacting, and experiencing from a space of peace within your being. This is not to be silent and still always. It is to be content with all you have, experience, and create in your reality. Many may say they will be content or peaceful when they receive or achieve certain things they aspire to in their reality. And yet this is to push the acceptance of peace within your being further away from you, almost allowing it to be unreachable and unobtainable. Anything in your reality is only unreachable or unobtainable when you choose them to be, through a resistance or unwillingness to recognize yourself as worthy. I invite you to take a few moments to imagine a reality for yourself born from peace within your being. Think or allow yourself to feel the shifts which would occur within you. How peace would influence your perspectives and beliefs. The way you connect and communicate with others. Then allow yourself to observe how peacefulness would impact upon your reality and experiences. It is not to imagine what you wish to experience. More so, it is to imagine or allow yourself to be inspired as to the influence of peace within your reality and experiences. It is a powerful experience to realize you can choose to create and experience your life from a state of peace, rather than pain or dissatisfaction. Realizing how this would alter and shift your entire reality and experiences at a physical and spiritual level. As a surge of peace flows from the 11th ray of light, you are invited to take responsibility for your inner and outer reality with the purpose of alignment and resonance with love, the very truth and core of the Creator. We invite you to take responsibility by allowing this great surge of peace to flow through your being, as we support you in being a channel, anchor, and expression of peace. A greater surge of peace will be delivered through your being, chakras, and energetic field, creating shifts within your being, anchoring into your physical reality while also bringing peace to Mother Earth with the purpose of rejuvenating Mother Earth's energies. Protected, guided, and deeply loved by my guides, I align my entire being to the 11th ray of light, inviting Lady Kuan Yin to be present with me. I open myself up to be a channel, anchor, and expression of the Creator's light, as I invite the 11th ray of light, surge of peace, of a pink and orange color, to connect with my being, beginning to flow through me and continuing to flow through me. Allow the vibration of peace to anchor into my being, reality, and the earth, guided appropriately by the Creator. I accept the necessary shifts which are required to take place within my being, reality, and Mother Earth, in order to further create a state and experiences of peace. I am ready to choose to create and experience my life in all its many forms from a state and space of peace. Knowing this will fulfill my being, inviting my soul to embody my entire being more fully, thus creating sensations of completion and synthesis on a greater scale. I am peace. I am my soul embodied. I now choose to allow the surge of peace from the 11th ray of light to flow through my being for as long as is appropriate, whether it is for a few minutes, days, months, or years. I am resolved to fulfill my purpose on the earth, and know this purpose further reveals itself and guides me as I allow myself to become love and peace, a powerful expression and reflection of the Creator. I now choose to be peace, knowing this to mean fulfilled, content, and aligned with the Creator and my soul. Thank you. Take a moment to breathe deeply and to allow the words and your intentions to resonate within your being. Then imagine a surge of pink and orange light flowing through your being in whichever way is and feels appropriate. Know the surge of peace will create shifts within your being, reality, and will rejuvenate Mother Earth. Allow yourself to be reminded about the vibrations of peace flowing through your being throughout your day as a way of anchoring further more advanced vibrations of peace. Know this process will also awaken your crown chakra and channel, as well as healing and purifying your being. You may feel the energies intensely at certain points of your day or throughout the day. You may not even notice the surge of peace flowing through your being. Whatever you experience, know you are divinely guided and all is well. You may also wish to call upon the Christ Consciousness, the Great White Lodge of Ascended Masters, Lord Buddha the Planetary Logos, the Angels of Peace, myself, Lady Kuan Yin, and the Masters of the 11th Ray of Light, to be present, forming a source of energy and support around you, as well as inviting us to guide you to connect with deeper states of peace within your being. Peace is majorly underestimated and is often seen as a weak or passive energy and state, when truly it is a state which opens you up to the universe of the Creator, allowing the gifts and blessings of the Creator to shower upon you. I hope you will enjoy and allow yourself to accept this potent surge of peace from the 11th ray of light. It truly has transformational energies and can truly support the tremendous purification you are moving through, while also allowing you to be of service as your soul desires to be. In peace and tremendous support, Lady Kuan Yin.